amp me up, never turn me down. This is strictly for the coach. Trill!
What's up, guys? It's your girl, Antonia. We back out here on Amped Up Live.
Yeah, Amped Up Live.
What it do? Y'all see, we got our homegirl, Shanti, in the building.
Hey, what's good?
Yes.
How y'all doing?
She gonna be joining us now. Y'all already know she on the platform, so
she's
here, locked in. What it do? And everyone else, too, that was here as well, they're also gonna be returning, so.
Of course.
Many different faces, always keeping it refreshing and all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. So what's up, Ashanti?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. I can't complain. How's life? How's everything?
Same thing.
Girl, who are you telling? Mm-hmm. Wow, the world is crazy nowadays. Beautiful, isn't it?
I don't know about beautiful, but it's crazy.
It's beautiful. It depends on your perspective. But sometimes it's been rough, actually. I'm never going to lie. But whatever. Okay, it's not even about me. So let's move on here. I do want to talk to y'all about something that happened in Orlando. A woman was found in a tree.
What the?
Yes. Huh? Let me get some notes real quick.
What you mean?
So a woman was found in a tree in Orlando. The police department believes that she was found hanging from a tree, died by suicide. But the woman's family thinks someone else is responsible for her death. The family of Yolna Lubrin said she was happy-go-lucky woman with a great sense of humor. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What in the world?
That's a little bit close to home because we're right here and, you know, we don't need to have any of that type
no.
of. But it's always been going on. There's been so many, I don't know, but I heard that this is not like the first time that they found somebody being hung in that area, supposedly.
That's not, that.
Yeah, that's
they need to really look Florida. Into that. That sounds like a serial killer to me.
Mm-hmm. West Livingston, it was the intersection of West Livingston Street and Westmoreland Drive. Yeah, they said they found her hanging in the tree in the backyard. And they said that they tried saving her, but she died on the scene.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah. They said they're still investigating her death.
Mm-mm.
And let me see. I think this happened. This is a report from October 4th. So this is literally from, I think it happened last week. Like, so this
what
is current.
What the hell?
Current. This is an update.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So personally, I don't think it's suicide. I don't think so. Some they already said, her family said. But again, I mean, you never know what people are going through.
Right.
Literally, I get it, but
that's a little weird.
That's very intense.
That's really weird because it depends on the person that was on the scene too. Sometimes, if you see the person that they said it was trying to save and
right.
it was too late, you could tell by the person's eyes,
right.
like, "Hey, I need help." Or it's like, nah, let me be. There's two different sides. Now, the cops are like, nah, they're investigating. There must be something way more than it is, because that don't even sound right.
It's very suspect.
Mm-mm.
Very.
So it tells you this world going crazy.
Yeah. You heard her.
Yeah, a little too much.
So another topic. We're going to, I know that was a little, very little, like, dark opening, whatever.
Yeah,
sorry. Right. I didn't want to do that, but just to bring it out another, you know, into the different industry, I guess it's going around that 50 Cent went out there and was trying to play Diddy and saying that that's why he doesn't.
I'll be hearing some stuff.
He doesn't.
On that.
He was throwing shade.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, he's saying that 50 Cent violates Diddy at his concert, clowns him for throwing sus parties, and explains why he stays out of them.
And guess who was there at the party too? T.D. Jakes too, as well.
No,
T.D. Jakes was there. So it's only going to be two things, honey. It's going to be money or sex.
They're all the same. Damn. Let me show you. Let me play the audio.
But y'all won't believe T.D. Jakes. I've been saying for years, don't go to that man. But everybody want to be, oh, he's a good pastor.
Oh,
okay.
Preach, pastor. But no, but it's true. Like, I feel like anybody that's like so go hard with, oh, religion, you're hiding something. There's something that, but that's another topic. We're not going to get there. Let me just play this here. Look.
That's why I don't be going to them Christian parties. Uh-huh. They can hug you from the front and the back at the same time.
He did not say that. He's talking about a little baby.
Look, if you're into that, you're into that, I'm fine with it. It's just on. I'm just saying this is my motherfucking kind of party. I'm like, uncomfortable. I think I belong in the girls' bathroom. and shit like that.
Now,
I'm done.
I fucks with 50. I fucks with 50.
I love 50.
I fucks
cents.
With 50. I do because I he cents. Will keep it raw. Yeah, he's definitely ruthless, but he will tell you how it is.
He always be talking about.
He will tell you how it is, and he was referring to Lil Baby. They was sitting there hugging him from the front and the back, and it's like, what are y'all doing? What are y'all doing at these parties?
They talk about this, like, this, like, all that's regular stuff. Like, don't worry
that's
about
your
No. Men, there's two type of men, okay? There's men that, like, hey, boo, you know, I like that way. And that's cool. But then you got men that be like, nah, man, I don't swing that way. Like, come on now. Like, you cannot tell me. A grown man that say he's straight would never have another man hug him from the back. Never. And I mean never, okay?
Grown man like, reciting this Lil Baby bars, you know, it's
what
like
is going on?
What, but it's so something's in the water. I repeat, something is in the water.
Satan.
Damn, Satan is in the water. She said it. Now that also brings me to our next topic: female rappers, music in general. I've been hearing everybody saying, oh, female rappers, they're taking off, this is the time to happen, da 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 da. But y'all praising the craziest type of style of music and rappers,
like, for
you know.
Real.
Sexy Red is not who we like identify
Stop,
as.
Stop, bro.
I love the hustle. I fucks with her. I'll turn up, but that's not the definition of women art.
No,
like
it's
I don't
not.
Know how to explain
like,
it.
Like you know, what I'm saying like for me, like I miss like Queen Latifah.
Yes.
Salt and Pepper.
Yes.
Like those are artists right there.
Yes.
Now we got this music, like it's like not even just degrading women, but just we look more ratchet and everything, like, oh my god, my but I'm like, huh?
Like stop.
Like, no, stop. We not no. Like
okay, allegedly someone released a sex tape. And yeah. How can you accidentally release a sex tape? Ain't no way.
Everybody always say that.
Like
accidentally.
Why? How? Somebody you sent it out and you knew it was going to go somewhere, so let's figure that out.
And then the other part is like this woman is not should be not a role model to these kids. Like you wonder why we have all these problems. She admits that she had more than how many STDs she had, and y'all want to follow her?
Stop. Stop.
Come on now, like stop. We are struggling and stuff like that, but that is not cute. Like I can't, like, I don't have really nothing positive to say, so I ain't gonna say nothing nice, don't say nothing at all. I'm gonna keep silent.
The sad thing is, there's so many, like, really good popping artists, female artists out there.
Correct.
Like, I don't, and the sad thing is, I don't know many, but, like, Tierra Whack, like, she's very good. A lot of women are speaking, like, conscious rap, too, and trying to put
like good energy out there, and they're not getting signed.
Yeah.
Like it's really sad. Like they actually have really good artists that they don't want them to sign. Like yo, they talk about their life, they talk about what it's about, how you doing. Like hey, let's do positivity and everything like that. But then you have like, oh, let's do ratchet, let's do this and let's do that. It's for me, it's like controlling, especially in the hood wise. Unfortunately, I start hearing more in the hood and look how they're acting more and more. And it's sad, like, come on, man. As black women, even in the hood, like, you got to open your eyes and see how it is affecting your kids, especially your kids and yourself. If you keep listening to music like that, it's literally like, my father and me actually talked about this today, about how a lot of music is like witchcraft, it's spells and all that. So all that energy that you're bringing into your house, that is your domain, is going to stay there because your walls are solid. So it's just like a demon coming in your house and same as music. So you got to be careful what you listen
literally, to. Literally, anywhere you go, you're chanting. You're in churches, you're chanting these spirits and you're catching these spirits. You're opening yourself. You're making yourself, you know, vulnerable to allow these spirits and these energies into your atmosphere. It's not good. It's not good. And it only channels and just spreads out to others. And we want to end that. You know, I'm not perfect at all.
Right. Like, correct.
I'd be itching for some moments to be like, oh my God, I want to go twerk ass in a circle. But, and I still will. But at the same time, I'm still going to give back. I'm still going to, you know, try to preach and help the message, you know, to send the message that we got to do better. We got to do better for our people.
Yeah. You know? I mean, like I said, like, and she said, she says, and what I said, of course, we're not perfect, but we're trying to be better. If you can't be better, then you just need to stay on your side and be with them at this point. Let the other people that want to be something, just let them stay in their lane. Like, at this point, it's just so selfish now how people think now. It's ridiculous. It's, at this point, it's just making my brain hurt 24/7. It's just, I mean, we have, like I said, we have our times that we do things that we're not proud of. But on the same time, we gonna stick to that? No.
Yeah.
You gotta, we're all gonna fall short, but we just gotta keep climbing to that, how you say it, that mountain. Mm-hmm. That's full of gold up there. That's like, damn. Hey, your name is on it. Keep climbing.
Yes.
So.
But yeah, and other news. Did you hear about Toys R Us? They're coming back. They're making a comeback.
Huh?
Yeah. Like, how many years they've been shut down? I think like 6 years.
About just, I think, maybe six yes. to 8 years.
So, according to Inside History, 6 years after going bankrupt, Toys R Us will now open 24 stores across the U.S.
What?
Yeah, it's that time. It's at airports. It's at cruise ships. They're saying that the WHP Global, the toy store's parent company, announced an expansion of up to 24 flagship stores, as well as opening stores at airports, cruise ships, after filing bankruptcy and after closing all the stores in 2018.
Wow.
Yeah, the flagship stores will open in a new deal with Go, which is retail groups, and which will start opening in 2024 holiday season, which is next year. The 24 flagship locations will join the 452 Toys R Us shops that are currently open across the country. Whatever. Long story short, I feel like that's different. That, to me, I feel like they've all shut down because how the times were where it was everyone drilled into their phones and video games stuck to this and that. Finally, we might have some more physical contact with toys and do some more, you know,
activities,
interactions with your, you know, family or children, anything, you know, because that's our future. We need that.
Definitely. I remember when I was a kid, when we first went in there, I had Barbies. Just like, Mama wanted to get a Barbie, and she would see like a whole giant wall full of different Barbies.
I love that.
And I like picked one and called it a day. It was like a candy store for me. So I remember that. It was, aww.
Yes. I used to have like a little toy room. All my cousins and friends would come over and just turn up like my little Polly Pockets, you know?
Yeah.
And that was the best. Like, I didn't even have siblings that were close to my age. So it was my cousins were my friends or my sisters or my brothers. You know, they were like,
right.
You know, so I'm like, okay, can I have this toy? But I didn't have anyone to play with. I couldn't enjoy it until I had them over. Aww. So I'm just like, we vibing out. And I miss those days. I miss playing, like, you know, just little, even like tic-tac-toe. Like, what the? What is going on?
That was that game, I ain't gonna lie.
For real.
Still is.
Bro, did you hear about Fortnite, too? There's so much going on. Fortnite is like, I guess, it's like 250 million, I don't know, or 5 million, where they owe millions of dollars, allegedly. Don't quote me on that. But they do. You can sign up and get your claims back because they've been, I guess they're getting, they're giving money back to the people that have been, like, scammed and, or their cards have been accidentally used by their child. And
what?
What? You better sign up. Even if that didn't, you never know.
Oh, my Seriously. God. I'm done.
Seriously. I'm signing up. I play that game all the time. Tony Cartel. That's my gamer tag.
Oh, snap. Okay.
Yes. That's the only game I play now. But I'm about to.
Oh, yeah. You have it on your Instagram page.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
But that should be fun as fuck. I don't give a fuck. But, yeah.
It has been a while I play video games. But I like adventure games. It's like.
Yeah. I gotta branch out. I gotta do better things when it comes to that, you know.
Like, I really want to do right now is, like, fishing. Because I didn't fish for, like, over 10 years,
I love fishing. Fishing is such a vibe. Like, the atmosphere, just chilling, enjoying the peace, and just the water splashing and everything.
And then the snack time. Love snack time.
I love drinking beer and fishing. That's one thing about me. Every time I fish, I'm like, damn, I need a nice cold beer.
Nice.
No.
What's your favorite fish to catch, though? It don't matter. No, just
I don't even like catching them. I just like to just be there. Just throw the thing in the string and the hook and the bait. I don't even touch the bait. I don't got time for that.
I touch the bait and everything, like the little worm. Yeah, it feels like little fingers poking you.
I would. I can't say never. I would wear gloves and put it on, but
I use my bare hands.
I feel so sad catching them. I don't like animal cruelty.
Oh, true. Understandable.
Yeah, like.
I mean, there's a lot of people that we, like my dad, he throws them back, though. My dad, he throws
them
back.
And I seen that, but these niggas got holes in their mouth, like... Literally, they gonna eat their food. They got water now coming in their mouth. It's that sad.
That's true. That's facts. But to be honest with you, that little right there, the area that they get hooked on, sometimes it actually, the way that is hit from there, it actually is not as bad as you really think.
Okay. That's like saying somebody should just hook us by our fucking, what's that thing, scap?
Well, I know that, yeah, but I know that, but it's on the same note, it's, I don't know, it's life. I don't know how to explain it.
It is.
At least it's not, at least, you know, I see people, like, they be torturing, like, the fish, and I be, like, messed up. Like, yeah. I be seeing it. That makes me mad, because you don't need, if you're going to eat them, if not, just throw them back. Yeah, like, just don't make them suffer. Like, that part, like, I understand. Yeah. Like, I saw one person, it was a stingray.
Damn.
And he left the stingray, and he was like, "Oh, look at the stingray!" I'm like, "This niggas need water. Like, put them back in water."
I see them on the side a lot. Stingrays by the bridge.
It's sad, yeah. Like, come on now, and
them things, those things are definitely, aren't they like dangerous? Like,
yeah,
deadly.
They're very dangerous unless you know how to handle them. Now,
I'm not Steve Irwin, so you're not gonna see.
So when you, like, that's why they always say shuffle, even when the first time I went on the field trip.
Shuffle?
Yeah, when you go inside the water, you have to shuffle.
Yes.
Because the stingrays, when you bump a stingray, it will move out the way and not try to hit you. Now, if you step on it, it immediately is going to attack, because it's going to feel like you're trying to catch it or kill it or anything. So it's going to react to, like, sting you. So that's why they say shuffle if you're in the water. Yeah, yeah.
And, yeah, about that. The older I get, I feel like I'm getting more afraid of being in the ocean. Literally. Like, I used to be so careless, so ignorant. I used to jump in the ocean, swim, like, maybe 8 to 10 feet in the beach, like, in the ocean with my uncle, where he couldn't even touch the ground. I was, like, 8, 9 years old, swimming. I used to be like, oh, we lit. The older I get, I'm like, bro, this is dangerous as... Like, we are really out here. And I'm like, wow. I went deep sea diving. I see all these. I'm like, wow. The more I know about the ocean, the more I'm afraid. Like, literally, now I can't even go in the water past my, not even.
Oh, I want to hear, you want to hear something? I think it was like a couple weeks ago. I just found out that they found a small megalodon that they found in the ocean.
Get out.
Mm-hmm. They just found one. They said that they recorded it. And the fins are totally different than a great white, because I think, like, I don't know how to say it, not the top fin, but the two sides of the fins, and then you have the body. So there's just one fin. And then usually when a megalodon has, they have two fins on the side. So they found two fins. It was a small, they thought it was like a big great white shark, but it wasn't. That was actually a megalodon that they found.
Okay.
Yeah, and remember, do you remember there was a documentary about, it was a big female great white shark. It was like years ago that they made this documentary, though. There was a scientist that they put a little beeper, like a tracker on her, and she was just swimming casually and all that, and then there was an area that there was like deep, deep waters. It was like a canyon area. All of a sudden, they saw her swimming, and next thing you know, it's just like, it was like she was like going so fast down. They didn't even know a shark cannot swim that fast down. Like, they didn't know what the hell happened until it reached the bottom. It like disappeared.
What?
And they didn't know. They've been trying to find this for years, and come to find out, they just now, a couple months ago, they just found a small megalodon. So that tells you right there that there's more megalodons.
Get the, okay. Yeah. So now I'm not even touching the sand. Thank you, Ashanti.
No problem. I like to help people.
Thank you. Put that fear in my heart. I love it. Wow. Yeah, well, that was amazing. I thank you for your time. We're ending this now. I'm joking. Nah, but yeah, you know, so yeah, face your fears. I don't know. Because at the end of the day, I'm definitely not going to that ocean. I will. I think I'm done. I think I'm done. Like, I'll travel. Go to another, you know, several countries, hit the ocean.
As long as you can see.
Even if I can see it, bro, I think I was in Puerto Rico and I saw, like, they call them, like,
lemon sharks?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, they're fine, they're friendly. I don't, I don't even want to touch a spider. You think I want to touch a lemon shark? I don't give a fuck if it's a sugar shark, bitch. Don't touch me. Don't be near me.
Oh, my God.
But I jumped in the ocean to take a picture. You know, I be doing that shit for the gram. But damn.
I know you got out that water so damn
quick. Yes, I was so scared that I passed out.
That's just like, they always talk about like certain animals that you know that they will like literally destroy you.
Yes.
They be like, oh, it's fine. I'm like, no.
Fine to you. Like, come see my dog, my grizzly bear dog. Like, eats human flesh for dinner. He's friendly. I'm like, he's friendly to you because he knows you. What the?
And see, that's the thing for me. Like, when they talk about snakes, I'm terrified of snakes.
Yes.
I can't do it. Like, I don't care if you're poisonous or not.
Yes.
Okay. A good snake is a dead snake. Okay.
Yes.
So when I seen, like, I remember it was in high school. They was, like, doing, like, you know, they go around and teach, like, zoo animals there. You know, like, they're just trying to teach what life that you want. Like, if you want to be a zookeeper or a lawyer, like, they will have these people come in and show and tell type thing.
Right.
Man, they had a little small baby python. I was so quick to run out that room.
Dang.
And they was laughing at me. That was not funny. And the lady was trying to come near me. I said, if you come near me, I will kill your snake.
Have you seen a snake eat a mouse before?
Yeah, I don't care. I seen online.
Oh, never in person?
Hell no.
That was an experience. I was in a zoology class, and that was just different.
And everybody said, it's a part of life. And a part of life of going away. That's why.
Literally. Damn, that is scary as hell.
Oh my God, just I forgot his name. He's a comedy actor, and it was I think Aaron Spears, and he was talking about how if he decided to go to Africa, he's talking about how, sorry the expression, but he said white people. I promise you, that's what he said. It's not none dealing with our race, okay?
Right.
They was like talking about, oh, can you come us and pet the lions? He said, he did an African voice. He said, I'm not going to fuck to touch the lion. You go out there, you pet it, not me. I gotta go to my wife and my child, oomph, oomph, and some other stuff. I just started dying because it's facts. I'm not. That's a wild creature. Yes. Like, we're not going there. There's, what's the one who died? Crocodile hunter. Who passed away?
Steve Irwin, I think.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know. One of them. I think that's him.
I think, Australian. Yeah, that one that got stuck in her by stingray.
Yes,
all the way through.
Steve Irwin, y'all got me.
Yeah. See, that's what we was watching. And that's how we learned.
I think his daughter or son or both are doing the same
thing. They both doing the same thing. His son is doing the same thing.
But when you're like, I don't know, I guess raised and born in that type of lifestyle, you kind of talk to them animals like that too.
I was really good at animals when I was a child, but when
we all say that until we like, oh,
like, see, like, wild animals, I see you, I'm like, hey, what's good? You know, I see you, okay, cool, we good. I'm gonna walk the other way. You see me, like, the animal be like, all right, cool, you know, you're not leaving me the hell alone. Then they be like, let's go pet. No.
Yeah.
It's not, no.
Yeah, because even when it comes to pets, like, I love dogs, I love animals.
Correct.
I can't even say that, but it's really, like, how the owner is, how you,
right,
you know, even when it comes to parenting, how you raise your kids, it's depending on the parent, you know, how the kids come out, how the animal come out, literally. Life,
right,
the cycle of life. But I mean, I don't want it. I want the child, I don't want the animal. But I'm joking, I love my doggy, but I don't want nothing
too cute,
no wild animals. Too I know cute. Panama. But yeah, so other than that, we out of here, guys. Thank y'all for tuning in. Y'all gonna see us next week. We on that, and just, yeah, hit us up.
Let's go.
Later.
Bye.